from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Airstrikes remove key Islamic State leaders. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said yesterday that Sharafi al-Mudain was killed on Christmas Eve, one of 10 ISIS leadership figures killed in airstrikes in the last month.
Our ability to dismantle their facilitation networks, our ability to dismantle their ground command and control, our ability to take away some of their enforcers, these executioners and these extortionists, that eats away at their ability to instill fear in the population they control. It eats away at their ability to extort money from the population, which, of course, reduces their funding.
And the Pentagon spokesman confirmed a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized the Tishrin Dam on the Euphrates River from ISIS fighters. Global health authorities have declared Guinea free of Ebola after more than 2,500 people died from the disease in the West African nation. Bruce Aylward, an official with the World Health Organization, says Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia were by far the hardest hit countries during the Ebola epidemic.
Today is an incredibly important milestone for the huge effort that's been ongoing for nearly 2 years to stop the Ebola crisis in West Africa. As of today, for the first time in 2 years, we can say that all three countries have stopped the original chains of transmission which were driving this crisis and had led to such international and national alarm last year.
Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free in November. Liberia has twice been declared Ebola-free, only to see new cases emerge. This is VOA News. The Obama administration says there is a marked and troubling increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russia began airstrikes in September. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner on Tuesday said Secretary of State John Kerry brought up the matter in a telephone call with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
We've consistently urged all sides of the conflict to take all feasible precautions to reduce the risk of harming civilians. You know, we're focused now on beginning a credible political process that can lead finally to an end to the violence and attacks on those most vulnerable, and including the attacks on those who could be part of this political process, as well as attacks that, as I said, kill innocent civilians, undermine efforts to find a political resolution to which all ISSG members have committed themselves, are counterproductive.
Russia has denied using civilian deaths in Syria. It says its airstrikes against what it calls terrorists are carefully coordinated with the Syrian army to avoid all civilian targets. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 1 million refugees and migrants have reached Europe by sea this year, with 80% of this record number braving frigid temperatures and turbulent seas to land on overcrowded Greek islands. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says between 2,000 and 3,000 people, most of them Syrians, continue to arrive by boats on the islands of the Aegean every day. He tells VOA the refugees fleeing conflicts in their countries take to the sea because most land routes into Europe are blocked.
There are restrictions at the border. We have countries that have erected fences along borders, land borders, and sea really remains the main viable option.
A recent UNHCR report finds the number of people who are refugees or internally displaced because of conflict now exceeds more than 60 million. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Under international refugee law, Mr. Edwards says nations are obliged to offer protection to people fleeing conflict and persecution. He says efforts to blur the distinction between refugees and economic migrants are putting the lives of many people who have a legitimate claim to asylum at risk. U.S. military officials say Iran test-fired missiles Saturday that passed within 1,500 meters of an American aircraft carrier in international waters in the Strait of Hormuz. The officials who spoke to Western media under condition of anonymity called Iran's actions highly provocative. None of the missiles was fired at any of the ships, which did not need to take any evasive actions. China and Taiwan have officially set up a hotline that serves as an emergency tension-reducing mechanism, latest effort to increase political dialogue between the two neighbors. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.